In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Today's reading at Mass was the woman with the issue of blood. Matthew's Gospel tells us, or I should say Mark's Gospel tells us, that someone told her about Jesus. And she said, if I could only touch the tassel of his cloak, I'll be healed. Someone told her about Jesus. Who have you told about Jesus? Who have I told about Jesus? You know, people don't know Jesus. It's just like that. You might say that people go to church, but does everyone know Jesus personally? Have they had an encounter with Jesus Christ? And so today, I want you to know that you need to tell somebody about Jesus. You need to tell somebody about Jesus. There was a man who came to us many years ago. He was riddled with cancer. And we prayed with him. He went back to the nursing home. He was completely healed of cancer. Oh yeah, someone told him about Jesus, that Jesus was healing in that little church at the end of the world called Holy Rosary, that Jesus was healing, not the people, not the priest, but Jesus working through the people and the priest. Oh, to have faith is what we need. To have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I ask you to pray for Jean today and Anna, that all the cancer that's in them, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, they be healed of cancer, by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel, that they be set free now from cancer. Then Jesus said to his disciples, John 8:31. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Are you free today? If you continue in the word of God, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Are you free today? Oh, he wants to free us. He wants to break all those chains that bind us, all those terrible thoughts that go through our head that are not of God. Torment is never of God. Oh yes, he wants to break the chains. And you need to be the one that asks Jesus to break the chains, and that he would bring to you the truth, and the truth, which is Jesus himself, will set you free. They answered him, we are descendants of Abraham. We have never been slaves to anyone. Well, they forgot about Egypt. What do you mean by saying you will be made free? Jesus answered them, very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. That's why we have confession, so that we get rid of sin and walk in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. Oh, yes. It's all about the son. We know that the father sent the son. We know that the son did not come on his own, that the father sent the son. So if the son makes you free, you are free indeed. Oh, Jesus, set us free today. You are the son. Set us free today. Set us free today. Break all these chains that bind us. Set us free today. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you look for an opportunity to kill me, because there is no place in you for my word. Is there a place for you in the word of God? Is the word of God part of your life? I tell you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I declare what I have seen in my Father's presence. Jesus only says what the Father is saying. Jesus only does what the Father is doing. Jesus works through God by revelation. As for you, you should do what you have heard from your father. Oh my, he's talking about the devil. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would belong and be doing what Abraham did. Abraham did. Jesus is only in his 30s. Abraham has been dead for over a thousand years. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Again, Jesus only speaks what he hears the Father saying. This is not what Abraham did. You are indeed doing what your father does, talks about the devil. They said to him, we are not illegitimate children. We have one Father, God Himself. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. He came from God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in the Son will have eternal life. God sent the Son not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Do you know that? God did not send Jesus so that you would be condemned. God sent Jesus so that you would be saved by the passion, by the blood of Jesus that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. I did not come on my own, but He sent me. Who sent Him? The Father sent Jesus. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot accept my word. You are from your father, the devil. Now they're going to be very angry with him. And you choose to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Don't listen to the liar. Don't listen to him say, you're no good. You can't be forgiven. You're too bad. You've gone too far. Oh, he's a liar, and he's the father of lies. Jesus says, I forgive. I forgive. You can get to confession and confess all your sins, those that you never confessed, and believe that you are set free. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is from God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear them is that you are not from God. Imagine, he's talking to these people, these Jewish people. You are not from God. You are of your father, the devil. My gosh. How does he know that? Because if they were of God, they would have loved Jesus. Because Jesus was sent by the Father. The Jews answered him, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and you have a demon, my Lord? Saying this to the Son of God. Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. If you knew the Father, you would know me. If you honored the Father, you would honor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it. He is the judge. That's the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. That's right, we have eternal life. We'll die, but we have eternal life. We who keep his word, we who love him, we who have been washed with the blood. The Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. We're not going to die, just physically. And we'll go to heaven by the grace of the living God if we surrender our lives to Jesus every day. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? Are you greater than the prophets who died? Who do you claim to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is the Father who glorifies me. He of whom you say he is your God. though you do not know him, but I know him. And if I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar, just like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Listen to this now. Then the Jews said to him, you're not even 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. That's the name of God. Before Abraham was, I am. I am. That's the name of God. So what did they do? So they picked up stones to throw at Jesus, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Do you see? The Father sent Jesus to give us freedom. The Father sent Jesus to forgive our sins. The Father sent Jesus so that he would be our Lord and our Savior. Jesus did only what the Father was doing. Jesus only spoke the words that the Father spoke. Jesus did his ministry by revelation. Chapter 9. As he walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? In other words, they're saying somebody sinned because he was born blind. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. What's going to happen? We know what's going to happen. Jesus is going to set him free. He's going to give him his sight back. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is still day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He is. Jesus is the light of the world. Without Jesus, there is no light. Do you know that today? Without Jesus, there is no light. And who is the light of the world? In Jesus, the church that believes, the church that surrenders to Jesus, the church that has been washed with the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, we are the light of the world. Jesus called us the light of the world. When he had said this, he spat on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. Jesus could have healed him just at that place, but he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he did, and he saw. His eyes were open. But he doesn't know Jesus yet. He hasn't seen Jesus. He only heard from Jesus. He didn't see Jesus. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some were saying, it is he. Others were saying, no, but it's someone like him. Oh no, it was the beggar. It was the blind man begging who has had his eyes open. He kept saying, I am the man. But they kept asking him, then how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed, and I received my sight. This is going to make them very angry. You'll know why. Because Jesus healed them on a Sabbath day. They said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. So they brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I can see. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath. I tell you, if they had an animal that fell into a hole on the Sabbath, they'd pull him out. But they don't want to see Jesus working on the Sabbath. The Father is always working, and Jesus is always working. He does what the Father is doing. But others said, how can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? And they were divided. Still people are divided. Oprah says, you can get to heaven by loving any God you want. I'm saying no. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you know that today? You say, that's not fair. Well, I'm going to ask you. Holy Rosary is on Shirley Street. The only way to get to Holy Rosary is to come on Shirley Street. There is only one way to Holy Rosary. That's Shirley Street. There is only one way to God. That's Jesus. So they said again to the blind man, what do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened. He said, he is a prophet. Just like the woman at the well. What do you say about him? She said, he is a prophet. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called his parents, the parents of the man who received his sight. And he asked the parents, is this your son? Listen to the parents who said that he was born blind. How then does he now see? His parents answered, we know that this is our son. We know that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is now how he sees. No, do we know who opened his eyes? Ask him. He is of age. What does that mean? He's been bar mitzvahed. He's a man. Ask him. The parents disown this man. They're afraid to say it was Jesus. Why? Because they're going to be thrown out of the synagogue. Oh, my Lord, with parents like this, who needs parents like this? They were so concerned about being thrown out of the synagogue that they really disowned their son. They knew it was their son, and they knew that he had been blind, and they knew it was Jesus who set him free. But they disowned their son because they loved the glory of men more than the glory of God. He will speak for himself. He is of age, his parents said. This is because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. It's still like that, you know. People care about what people think. I care nothing about what people think. I'm going to keep on preaching Jesus by the grace of the living God. The Father tells me, in the name of Jesus, speak about my son, because many people do not know him, have not had an encounter with him. Speak about my son Jesus. Pray in the name of my son Jesus. I tell you, we need to listen to the Father. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age, ask him. That means he's been bar mitzvahed. So for the second time, they called the man who had been born blind. And they said to him, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. Have your spiritual eyes been opened by the blood of Jesus? Have your spiritual eyes been opened by the cross of Jesus Christ? They said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you would not believe or listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples? Oh my, they're going to get really angry now. Then they reviled him, saying, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. Oh, they're liars. They are disciples of the devil. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. They don't know where he comes from, yet he opened the eyes of a blind man, a man that was born blind. They don't know where he comes from. I tell you where he comes from. He comes from God. He comes from heaven. He comes from the Father. The man answered, here is astonishing news. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know not think. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Do you worship the Father? Do you obey the will of the Father? This is the will of the Father, that those who believe in me should have eternal life. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. This man that was born blind had his theology correct. You know why? Because he had an encounter with Jesus. They answered him, "You were born entirely in sin." That's because he was blind. "And you're trying to teach us?" And they drove the man out of the town. They drove him out. Now the man has been driven out of the town. He doesn't have parents because his parents disowned him. He doesn't have the Jews because the Jews disowned him. He's all alone, out of the town. Jesus heard that he had been driven out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he." Jesus only showed two people who he was: the woman at the well and the man born blind. "The one who is speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. And Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." They said they see, but they don't really see. The Pharisees said they saw, but they didn't really see. Why? Because they rejected Jesus. Some of the Pharisees were near him, heard this, and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." They do not see. Why? Because they do not see Jesus. They do not accept Jesus. They do not accept him as the Son of God. They do not accept his works. This is it. The Pharisees and the Sadducees had complete disregard for Jesus, because they were children of the devil. So, we are having the School of the Holy Spirit, even as I speak right now, at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street. We ask you to come and join the festivities of worshiping God, because God inhabits the praises of his people. Do you know that today? That God inhabits the praises of his people, and we have been praising God, and we have been worshiping God, and we have been loving God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Do you know that today? Come to Holy Rosary. Come tonight at 7 o'clock. The doors will be opened. Come and let God do something for you. Today, the Lord told us he wanted to do the impossible dream. He wanted to fulfill the impossible dream that we had. And we believe him. We believe him. Don't believe the devil. Don't believe what he says, that you're no good, that you're too big to be forgiven, yet you sinned, that you're just not worthy. God loves you. And how do I know that? Because Jesus went to the cross for you. Come tonight, 7 to 10 at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people. It's the summer, and we need to pay our bills for June. So please, please go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. Or write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.